Okay, well, let's resume. The time is 7:57 p.m. Next item on our agenda is number 80. Comments on the staff draft?
We propose that we can adopt similar language that we've adopted in the past, although this initiative has slightly different language in the initiative itself, but we could just say an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating that an owner of private property may restrict the use of and access to waters overlying the private property. Just incorporate the language from the initiative.
Sounds good to me. So, an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating that and strike concerning the ability of, so stating that an owner of private property may restrict, right, the use of and access to waters overlying the private property, period, and strike the remainder of the staff draft. I would move that, as shown on the screen, to be the titles for number 80.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action on number 80. The time is. Was there a period after property? Okay, so with that period, that completes action on number 80. And the time is 7:59 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Carton. Number 81.
For this one, we would suggest using an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating and just use the first clause as it's written in the initiative. An owner of private property may restrict the use of and access to waters overlying the private property, and in connection therewith, and keep that language. As is in the staff draft, and that may cause some.
Yes.
Sense. Because there's no definitions here, we could also just go with an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating and just put the initiative language as is after stating.
Can I ask a question about the intent specifically getting to this lawful construction? Is this intended to authorize the construction of certain things that would otherwise be illegal, or is it meant to bring in current law about current or I guess future law about creation of, you know, grading or storage devices or something?
Intention here is not to bring in necessarily anything that's illegal. It would be to have this section read with existing Colorado law as to what lawful construction, installation, or maintenance may be.
I guess my question is trying to figure out, what if, so say the legislature, say this were to pass and the legislature wanted to say that you can't install or maintain any grading or something below the water that is not obvious to someone or that doesn't contain a warning to someone who may be floating down the stream. Would this measure say, is it the intent of this measure to say that, no, this prohibits the legislature from doing that because that would impede the right of the owner to prohibit or restrict access? Or would it be okay for the legislature to do that as long as there are other ways and to limit access?
The intention would be any enabling statute or any other statute from the General Assembly that may define what lawfully constructed is or lawfully installed is would certainly have to be read with this section of the Constitution. So our intention isn't to prohibit the legislature from passing any type of statutory scheme or statutory language.
With that in mind, I think you could perhaps write this one the way we've been writing most of these, which is stating, etc., and then but getting rid of the in connection therewith and say including through the lawful construction of certain or through the lawful construction, installation, or maintenance of certain improvements, whether in below, you know, using the rest of this, but getting rid of the in connection therewith.
Fine with that. As long, I guess presuming here that we'd still be making the change, stating, going with the body of the initiative, and then just saying, including certain lawfully constructed, installed, or maintained improvements. So kind of clarifying that last clause of the initiative just as the staff has put together here.
Right. This one I think is short enough and straightforward enough that what it does is also that includes the subject, and I'm pretty comfortable doing that here.
It pushes the limits for me, but I can live with it.
Let's do it.
Go if you'll help.
All right, I'll try to see if we can say it. So after Constitution, simply write stating that and then delete concerning the ability of owner of private property may, instead of to, restrict the use of and access to waters overlying the private property. So that's the same. A comma, and then including through the lawful, yes, through the lawful construction, installation, or maintenance of. And then strike to and then I guess strike to improve. Well, you know, maybe the better way to do it would be delete what I just added back to including, leave including through, and then just strike down to listing Delete it. And I think you could get rid of that, the last phrase, that the owner may use to restrict such use or access. Might be better if it said including through the use of, but I don't know.
All those changes.
Can we see how that reads? Clean. A little confused. Including through the use of certain lawfully constructed, installed, or maintained improvements. Including through the use of. Okay.
And it doesn't make any difference if it says at the end water instead of waters. Water is fine. Line 4, instead of the text of the measure, says waters.
Yeah, we might as well. But I don't think that's a big deal either way.
Waters?
Sure.
Mr. Domenico, is that your motion, that that be the title set by the board?
Yes, that's my motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action number 81. The time is 8:10 p.m. Number 82.
For this one, I want to make a couple of suggestions to the subject clause. I feel it's more accurate to state an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning the right to just compensation of a private property owner for the use by river guides of waters overlying private property. Isn't saying that you would just compensation automatically, there's required just compensation that automatically kicks in. It's under the law that there'd be a right to just compensation. Back if it makes it easier to see it on the screen.
It may be fine. I just, you know, to lead off with the right to just compensation just initially strikes me as a little bit of an appeal to the voters. I mean, and the measure doesn't actually say, doesn't create the right, I mean, it doesn't say it in so many words. I mean, it, I'm not saying you're, it's incorrect, but it's not the way the measure is structured or worded. It's, it says the circumstances that require just compensation. I don't want to be unnecessarily difficult if I'm the only one that looks at it that way, but just like I said, you're starting off saying concerning a right to just compensation. I don't know, Mr. Garten.
And I'd be reluctant as well to reference a right. That may be a conclusion or an intent, but since it's not in the text of the measure, I'd be reluctant as, and I'd agree with Mr. Hobbs.
Could we delete a requirement to pay? That part doesn't seem to really match with the initiative.
Yeah, it just, I don't know, it just doesn't help, at least. I don't know that it's inaccurate. It just doesn't add much, especially in a subject statement.
I certainly agree with that.
Why is that concerning?
Well, if the subject is just compensation for the use by river guides, it looks to me that the measure says that any grant of rights for such use and any damage caused requires just compensation. So there's two things that require just compensation. One is grant of rights for such use, and the other is damage caused to the private property for such use. Just to say the subject is just compensation for use, maybe that's okay. I mean, it's use, or it's use accompanied by damage, I guess.
Or in terms of the subject, we could, simplifying just the subject part before the trailer, we could just use the first part of the language from the initiative, saying an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating or concerning, if we want to keep consistent with the previous structure, concerning the use of waters overlying private property by river guides is a public use of the private property, comma, and in connection therewith, and then we can add the, that's where the just compensation appears to have a more appropriate place.
So, I'm sorry, what would the subject be then?
The subject would be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning, and just taking it right from the initiative, the use of waters overlying private property by river guides is a public use of the private property.
You kind of threw me there at the end. I could see a subject that's use by river guides of waters overlying private property. That would be a subject. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
I would be fine with that. So it would be...
Everything else could be in the trailer, as
right.
We've been referring to it, if that makes the board feel more comfortable with parsing subject versus action.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Says you strike a requirement to pay just compensation for and then did you want to reorder that the use of waters overlying private property by river guides?
That may just be more consistent with the initiative
to reorder it.
Correct.
It'll show Sessie shall move by river guides to the end of that phrase, right before the comma. Fine with me, of course.
Wait, we now have the action parsing out the rest of.
Okay with that.
Okay.
Apparently the staff didn't want to put vessels in there since they knew we were going to strike out vessels anyway.
Finally figured it out.
So any other changes? And I will move that the board adopt as title for number 82 what is shown on the screen.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? No. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action on number 82. The time is 8:18 p.m. Next is number 83. Is this the same as 82 without definitions?
Similar. We may be able to take the same approach, which is going with an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning the use by the public of waters overlying private property as our subject. And then going into our action clause. Maybe the only thing that we would add in the action clause, but is line 4, is a public use. Once the property is a public use, we might add of another's property just to be consistent with the language.
Okay, so, Ceci, did you follow that? Subject would be concerning the use by the public of waters overlying private property.
And we could be consistent with 82 if it's easier. You take by the public, put that at the end of private property, if that seems to make more sense.
That may be the best way to do it, but what about concerning public use of waters overlying private property? Want to compare and contrast. Do we really need to say by the public?
Fine. I don't think that really changes.
Okay. Let's try that. So strike the, so just be concerning public use. Then of waters overlying private property.
You may want to make that same after the in connection therewith, specifying that public use.
I'm okay with it being a little more.
Specifying that public use is a public use.
Oh,
it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, okay. Taking redundancy to a whole other level.
I would probably leave it as it is. I think it's good.
Okay. And requiring just compensation for grant of rights and any damage caused. Any other changes to the staff draft? And I would move the staff draft as amended, as shown on the screen, as the title set by the board for number 83.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action number 83. The time is 8:21 p.m. Number 84. This
one we may, because there isn't a need, or we don't see a need for trailer, so to speak, it may just be easiest here to go back to what we've been using and change this to amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating that any government grant of a public right to use the water of a natural stream while that water overlies private property is a taking. Just take the language from the initiative itself. May not need the last phrase as provided for in the section, potentially. Title.
Sounds good to me. So, an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating that I don't know. I'll just dictate it. I can't remember how much we can save here, but we would just so stating that any government grant.
I think you can save. You can just delete a bunch down to where it says any government grant on line 3, and then add the rest after that.
Good. Stating that any government grant of a public right to use the water of a natural stream while that water overlies private property is a taking that requires just compensation of the owner of the private property. Period, I think.
I move that change.
I'll second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action on number 84, and the time is 8:24 p.m. Number 85.
We may be able to continue with this trend and go with an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating, take the language, any right granted to the public for the use of the water of a natural stream while the water overlies private property constitutes a permanent occupation of that property by that right granted to the public. Suppose we take the language right.
That sounds like that would be the approach we would take. I do have to say I do not understand what that means. I don't understand what the measure means.
That any grant, presumably, let's say a government grant to the public for use of waters while they're overlying private property now equals or constitutes a permanent occupation of that private property.
Equals a permanent occupation. And what is it? What is it? What's the effect of saying declaring it a permanent occupation?
Taking the legal effect of a takings.
That's from case law.
Oh.
That's a term in Dolan or one of the big Supreme Court cases about when compensation is, when you've moved beyond a regulatory taking or a temporary taking into permanent taking that requires compensation.
Okay. Thank you. So, an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating that and then strike an amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating that and then strike concerning an affirmation that, so I could have kept that, stating that any right, so change A to any right granted to the public for the use of the water of a natural stream while the water overlies private property constitutes a permanent occupation of that private property?
We'd be fine by excluding the last clause.
Say permanent occupation?
No, that we keep permanent occupation of that private property,
okay.
Period,
okay.
Not including the last language,
okay.
By that right granted to the public that's in the initiative.
Okay.
Switched our that and the. Put that, and I think you were right, change the there to a that, and the that on line three to a the. I don't think it makes sense.
Okay.
So get rid of the that you're about to on line four. There's a that, okay. Before water on line three that in the measure is preceded by a the. No, right. on line three.
Three, isn't it? Oh.
An amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating that any right granted to the public for the use of the water of a natural stream while the water overlies private property constitutes a permanent occupation of that private property. I'll move that as a title set by the board for number 85.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action on number 85. The time is 8:28 p.m. Number 86.
We'd propose that the language in 86, 5, there's a clause at the end of 86 that we could add that's in the initiative that says, notwithstanding the public's intermittent use of that right.
Can we leave that out? Or is that important?
That would be important to itself along the same lines of private property. I know that, Mr. Domenico, you don't like having the notwithstanding. If we can, certainly wouldn't be opposed to putting another word in there besides notwithstanding in the ballot title.
I hate that word. I wish everyone on earth would stop using it. Because if you look at these measures, sometimes it means, what I think it means here is that it doesn't matter. I think here it means despite the public's intermittent use of that right. Whereas in some of the previous measures, it actually means the opposite, that ignore this other thing. If you want to put it in there, it's fine. It's in the measure.
You could use another word. But.
No, if it's in the measure, I don't mind putting it in there. I just don't like. And I know a lot of the time it was suggested by Pledge Council, so I don't blame the proponents for putting it in there. It just takes about 20 times as long to analyze a statute that has that anywhere in there when I'm trying to do my job. But to me, I'm not sure this is material. I understand why it's material in a legal sense and why it's in 86. I'm not sure it's material in the voter title board sense, but I don't mind if we add it.
What's the proponent's preference?
Our preference would be to have that in that language in the title. One, because it's in the measure, and two, so that we don't run into the issue of having duplicative titles between 85 and 86, considering that the two measures aren't duplicative in their nature.
Okay. I'm okay with it.
The only changes I think that we would need putting that clause, because we already changed the does and the that. Six. So we'll just read after private property, notwithstanding the public's intermittent use of that right, period. ERMITTENT, use of that right, period. Publics to apostrophe. Maybe take a space out between that and private in line 3.
Should there be a comma before notwithstanding?
Yes.
An amendment to the Colorado Constitution stating that any right granted to the public use, granted to the public for the use of the water of a natural stream while the water overlies private property constitutes a permanent occupation of that private property, comma, notwithstanding the public's intermittent use of that right. I'll move that as the title set by the board for number 86.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. That completes action on number 86. Now the time is 8:33 p.m. And I actually think that completes the board's agenda for today. The motions for rehearing may be filed within 7 days of today, and they will be heard on Thursday or Friday of next week, most likely Friday. We're required by statute to hear them within 48 hours of the expiration of the 7 days. So we'll probably be back for sure Friday of next week if there are any motions for rehearing, and possibly Thursday as well. Anything else? If not, then we're adjourned. Thank you all.